struck with power. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done. It is wonderful in our eyes. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. Very early, when the sun had risen, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb. They were saying to one another, "Who will roll back the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. On entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a white robe, and they were utterly amazed. He said to them, "Do not be amazed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, the crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Behold, the place where they laid him. But go and tell his disciples and Peter, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him as he told you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Christ yesterday and today, the beginning and the ending, Alpha and Omega, his are time and eternity. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. We attempt every year to enter into the fullness of the Paschal mystery. We begin with Ash Wednesday, doing our beginning with penance and ashes, and we try so very hard to add those things that we need to do, the prayer that we forget, the alms that we forget, the good deeds that we forget, and all those other things that we forget. And we try, and sometimes we think we failed. But we only fail if we fail to recognize that it is God that is going to work these things out in us. It's not us. It's not our plan. It's his divine mystery, his divine person, his divine being, which brings us to this Easter night, a time when eternity is one, heaven and earth are one, and he is joined with his creation. The readings that we hear are not just a wave of history that we have to remember, like our history lessons, which are so forgotten in this world today, but not just like a history lesson, God creates the world, there's a flood,
You know, we skip a few hundred thousand years or whatever, and then we're up to the Exodus, and then we remember the Jews escaped, and then they had a Passover. It's not that. It's not that at all. We're called to enter into something that's much more special that the Lord gives us, and that specialty is His eternity. He is calling us to eternal life, and we can only have eternal life if we will enter fully into His mystery. His mystery, which begins by His birth in Bethlehem and which culminates in His death and resurrection. Jesus is the Savior of the world. Jesus came to save the world. He is one with us and one with the Father. He is our hope. He is our salvation. He is our Savior. He is our Redeemer. He comes and says, "Come to me. I will refresh you. Take my yoke upon you. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the light of the world. I am the resurrection and the life." He is God Himself. He is offering Himself to us tonight. So as we continue this festivity of His divine drama, this drama that we're a part of too in history, remember time and eternity. Time and eternity. Eternity in time. One holy priest, one holy altar, one holy sacrifice. Forever for the salvation of the world.
One heart and one soul, let us by our prayers come to the aid of our brothers and sisters in their blessed hope, so that as they approach the font of rebirth, the Almighty Father may bestow on them all His merciful help.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
pray for us.
Saint Michael,
pray for us.
Catherine of Siena,
pray for us.
Saint
may he graciously renew us, that we may remain faithful to the Spirit whom we have received. Lord our God, in your mercy be present to your people who keep vigil on this most sacred night, and for us who recall the wondrous work of our creation and the still greater work of our redemption. Graciously bless this water, for you created water to make the fields fruitful and to refresh and cleanse our bodies. You also made water the instrument of your mercy, for through water you freed your people from slavery and quenched their thirst in the desert. Through water the prophets proclaimed the new covenant you were to enter upon with the human race. And last of all, through water, which Christ made holy in the Jordan, you have renewed and our corrupted nature in the bath of regeneration. Therefore, may this water be for us a memorial of the baptism we have received, and grant that we may share in the gladness of our brothers and sisters who at this Easter have received their baptism through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
My dear brothers and sisters, through the paschal mystery, we have been buried with Christ in baptism so that we may walk with him in newness of life. And so now that our Lenten observance is concluded, let us renew the promises of holy baptism by which we once renounced Satan and his works and promised to serve God in the Holy Catholic Church. And so I ask you, do you renounce Satan?
I do.
And all his works.
I do.
And all his empty show.
I do.
Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth?
I do.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered death and was buried, rose again from the dead, and is seated at the right hand of the Father?
I do.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting?
I do.
And may Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us new birth by the water and the Spirit and bestowed on us forgiveness of our sins, keep us by his grace in Christ Jesus our Lord for eternal life. This is the night Christians throughout the world rejoice in the freedom Christ won for us. With immense joy and gratitude, we
She's coming.
That the power of the resurrection fill the church, empowering each Christian to spread the good news of the risen Christ. Let us pray to the Lord. That the peace of the risen Christ, which surpasses understanding, wash over our nation and the world, bringing unity and harmony. Let us pray to the Lord.
Risen Lord, hear our prayer, hear our prayer.
That the God who led the Israelites to freedom through the Red Sea, liberate victims of human trafficking and those enslaved to sin and addiction. Let us pray to the Lord.
Risen Lord, hear our prayer, hear our prayer.
That the risen Christ, who suffered death out of love for us, renew our parish this Easter and give us an ever greater share of his Spirit. Let us pray to the Lord.
Risen Lord, hear our prayer, hear our prayer.
For the individual intentions that we mention now in the silence of our hearts, let us pray to the Lord.
Risen Lord, hear our prayer, hear our prayer.
Loving God, graciously hear the prayers of your children gathered in this holy church, which is shaking with joy. Through the merits of Christ, your Son, lead us into your kingdom, where you live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Our song for preparation of the gifts is In Christ Alone. It's number 406, 406.
Alone, my hope is found. He
Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Accept, we ask, O Lord, the prayers of your people with the sacrificial offerings, that what has begun in the Paschal mysteries may by the working of your power bring us to the healing of all eternity through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all, to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. Through him the children of light rise to eternal light, and the halls of the heavenly kingdom are thrown open to the faithful. For by his death is our ransom from death, and in his rising to life of all the risen. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim.